Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A major global climate summit is underway. President Joe Biden is hosting dozens of leaders in a virtual summit. It's part of Washington's return to the front lines in the battle against the climate crisis. It plans to lead by example by cutting emissions in half by the end of 2030.
These steps will set America on a path of net zero emissions economy by no later than 2050. But the truth is, America represents less than 15% of the world's emissions. No nation can solve this crisis on our own, as I know you all fully understand. All of us, and particularly those of us who represent the world's largest economies, we have to step up.
With the two-day meeting, the U.S. is hoping to rally countries to slash emissions. China's President Xi Jinping also addressed the summit in the first meeting between the two leaders since Mr. Biden was sworn into office. Let's go to Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. Simon, let's start with the U.S. These are some ambitious targets, but the question is, are they realistic?
Yeah, I mean, they are ambitious and they are headline grabbing. And certainly that's what Joe Biden wanted on this particular Earth Day that he's chosen to use as the day on which he's hosting this virtual leaders summit on climate change, very much signalling to the domestic audience here in the US and to the global audience that the United States is back in the game on climate change and wants to play a global leadership role. But the reaction to what President Biden unveiled a few hours ago is revealing, because when you scrape below the surface, these are non-binding commitments that he's outlined, and they're going to require an enormous degree of buy-in, not just from private industry here in the United States, but also from American consumers who still love their gas-guzzling cars and love the idea of being able to run the air conditioning for as long as they need, whenever they want it. The American Chamber of Commerce here says that it respects the fact that President Biden has chosen to take America back into the climate change discussion. But it's warning that in order to achieve his goals, there will need to be durable policies that are supported by private enterprise and also by consumers all over the United States. And that's going to be quite a sales job that the Biden administration has on its hands once this summit's over.
Absolutely. And Chinese President Xi Jinping, he spoke at the meeting sharing China's targets. This seems to be a rare instance of common ground between Beijing and Washington.
Yeah, absolutely. The Biden administration had spoken several weeks ago about the possibility of kind of peeling the climate change issue away from the other much more contentious issues that exist in the bilateral relationship between Washington and Beijing. And for the moment, at least, President Xi Jinping seems willing to walk down that road and see where it takes him. You're right, he did repeat what the Chinese government has previously said are its commitments on climate change and reducing dependence, particularly on coal. But he didn't announce any new targets. And while that is disappointing to some climate change analysts who were hoping that he might, the Chinese leader made it clear in his address that his country is seriously committed to the issue.
China will strive to peak carbon dioxide emissions before 2030 and achieve carbon neutrality before 2060. China has committed to move from carbon peak to carbon neutrality in a much shorter time span than what might take many developed countries. And that requires extraordinarily hard efforts from China.
Next stop is the UN conference at the end of the year. How will this meeting lay the groundwork for that?
The Biden administration has said from the get-go that this is all about laying the groundwork for the COP26 summit that's due to be held in Glasgow, in Scotland, in November, under the auspices of the United Nations. And one of the ways in which President Biden is, I think, seizing the opportunity to try and influence that meeting is by claiming a leadership role in terms of climate change and promising further action from the United States between now and that international gathering in November. We still don't know for certain that the Glasgow meeting will be held in person. That's certainly the aspiration of the British and Scottish governments. But clearly, a lot of that is going to depend on the trajectory of COVID-19, not just in the US and Europe, but internationally between now and then. And one of the reasons why President Biden chose to convene this meeting today was to begin the process of advancing the conversations, however they take place in November.
Thanks, Simon. That's Simon Marks in Washington, D.C.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.